2022. The floodgates are open and real truth is pouring out. I get to see it. I'm a firsthand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
Say it.
This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty.
Yep, the rafts are bailing from the sinking ship. Accountability is right around the corner. I can feel it. It's imminent.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose?
Oh, that clock is ticking. Unafraid, uncensored, and yes, out of control. It is September 1st, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, slowly but surely, big tech is losing the battle to hide the truth about the Pfizer and Moderna shots, the bioweapons, the death serum. They could keep the truth suppressed for a year, but now more and more statements undermining the official narrative are trickling through. One of those people whose story is finally getting out there is Kat Parker. Last week, she posted a photo of her face 1 year after the Pfizer shot. It's completely covered in scabs and sores where it never had them before. Well, we got in contact with Kat, and we've learned her full story. It's even worse than the photo. Kat's life was going fine in spring of 2021, or at least as fine as it could be in an occupied America. Well, out of nowhere, her employer hit her with a vaccine mandate. Kat wasn't necessarily opposed to getting the jab, but thought that it was a little odd that her employer was so insistent and adamant that she get it. Kat had several pre-existing conditions that made her worry, but when she asked her doctor about him, he was dismissive and ignored her worries completely. But still, Kat trusted the people that she thought were trustworthy and decided to get the shot. You know, we have been indoctrinated. We have been raised to believe that people in white lab coats actually have our health as a priority for them. That's a lie. And from the time that she got the shot, it's been all downhill for Kat's life. 1 month after the jab, Kat started having issues of all different sorts. She developed narcolepsy, would start falling asleep while driving or sitting at her desk. Her skin started to flake off of her face. She had constant ear infections, which would turn into caused tinnitus, dizziness, and various imbalance and equilibrium issues. Kat's hair has been falling out, not in stray bits here and there, but in massive clumps. But some of the worst impacts have been on Kat's mind. Her short-term memory is badly depleted. She has far greater trouble comprehending things than she did in the past. And of course, all of these health issues have understandably left her depressed, something that she's never had to suffer through before. Before all of this, Kat was a professional photographer. She previously worked in law enforcement and had a passion for music. Well, now she's mostly confined to her home, ill and falling apart, all because she trusted her doctor and employer to make the best decisions for her. What a shame. Kat has a GoFundMe that we'll link on Rumble as well as at StuPeters.com. Make sure to give it a visit and donate if you're so able. And she joins us now. Kat, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That about cover it. I mean, your life has been completely
torn apart. Right. There's many more things that that plague me every day, like Parkinson's disease, blood clots and bleeding, dysautonomia, adrenal insufficiency, stuttering. I went to the doctor yesterday and I have fungus in my ears and a tongue infection. And he's like, I don't know how you got this. I'm like, well, I don't either. So it's all of these very strange things I've never had before, but it, like, you're right. It has changed my life completely and destroyed my health and everything that I've worked so hard for.
What would you say to Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey over at Facebook and Twitter, if you were in front of them and you knew that they had suppressed all of the information that we have been trying to get out there for the last 2 years?
Can you beep it? Or can I really say what I want
to say? We're uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Please. So go for it.
F*** you, Zuckerberg, because you are a narcissistic, conniving, complicit asshole like the rest of them. You have taken away our voices, our truth, our stories. I have been in Facebook jail for 30 days now because I shared my own story on The Defender. I shared my own article and they blocked me. I can't say anything without getting dinged and blocked and banned and called all kind of names by other people. And, you know, that's what freedom of speech is all about anywhere. I'm not saying for us to say hateful things to people or hate speech or are being
hate speech is a fake construct. That's just something that they say as an excuse to do, because Americans are not hateful people by and large. We do not participate in hate speech. We're not racist systemically. None of this is going on in this country. It's all a fake construct.
But for us to be able to share our truth and tell people what is going on, and they're stopping that from happening by the direction of the CDC. Our own government is going silence them. And I trusted our government because I used to work for them. I trusted our doctors. I trusted, you know, I never had the concept that Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or Nextdoor or any of them would say, you know what, you want to share what's happening with you? I'm sorry, you can't do that. Let's just go ahead and have one side of the narrative and not the other. You know,
well, we don't live in a serious country anymore, Kat. We live in an occupied country. And by Mark Zuckerberg's own admission, he said that the FBI instructed him to interfere in the 2020 election by suppressing stories about Hunter Biden's laptop. So, I mean, we can see right now that we're in an occupied country. So you tell your whole story here. We have no censoring. You tell us, how did this little shot affect your life?
So when I was mandated to get the shot, I took the Johnson & Johnson one in April of 21. I did not know it was J&J until after I signed the paperwork. So it said Jensen. I didn't know who Jensen was, but I didn't know that it was Johnson & Johnson. So I took it. And then I was like, well, I don't really feel really good about this decision now. So I didn't have anything happen right at that moment. But about a month later, I started having chronic insomnia and fatigue. So I went to my doctor and I said, hey, something doesn't feel right. I don't feel good. I'm so tired all the time and I can't sleep. So my own doctor at the moment said, it's menopause. You're just going through menopause, or, you know, it's this or that, or you're overworking yourself. So and I said, could it be the shot that I took? They're like, no, couldn't be the shot at all. So I trusted my doctor. I was like, so they sent me to a hematologist to have my anemia levels checked. And they were like, well, you're borderline anemic, so we'll give you two large iron infusions. Did nothing at all, nothing for me. Went to a neurologist. I had a sleep study done and I was interrupted 35 times during my sleep cycle. So I just suffered for a while and I just kept going and I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just work and be tired. And I didn't think much else about it. So then I was mandated to get the booster because I had to travel for work. And so I got that. And then 2 weeks later, my hair started falling out. And then just it all came in like a flood, just tremors and falling over, getting out of bed. The brain fog is so bad in the mornings that I cannot walk. I have to hold on to things as I walk to get out of bed until I come out of it. And the shaking and memory loss and narcolepsy, falling asleep, driving. I was falling asleep coming home from work and almost wrecking several times, falling asleep at my desk, can't comprehend things, memory loss, just anal bleeding and blood clots. That's still happening. Just crazy things that you're thinking, where in the hell is this coming from?
And now you know. And are your doctors willing to admit any of this now?
Yes, I have three that do, yes.
You know, it's not just Jack Dorsey over at Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg over at Facebook. It's also every sitting member of our U.S. Congress, every one of them. It's also, with the exception of a couple notables, everybody in our U.S. Senate. It's President Trump still pushing these. Nope, they're good. Take them. Everybody is in on this. It's unbelievable.
It's all about money. It's over profit over people and money over morals. That's all it is. It's all about money and control.
So what you have is an adverse event, right? Multiple severe adverse events and reactions to this shot. So you would be one of the people that would be reported to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Have you done that?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, you're only 1%. And that's at over 2 million as of today. Mm-hmm. That's open information that anybody can find at OpenVAERS. This is a CDC-monitored adverse events reporting system that only reflects 1%, only 1% report, 2 million.
Is it 6.8 million in the world? Yeah, but that's only a certain percentage of it. A lot of people don't even know about it. We've been trying to help people get registered on the site.
So I want to give you the floor here because I've got 2 minutes left, and I just want you to talk to everybody who's considering or is on the fence about getting this shot for the purpose of convenience or employment or the ability to travel.
I wish I would have said no, I do, because that job was not worth this, what I'm going through and the health problems that I have now and everything that I've lost, it is not worth it. This is not a vaccine. It's a shot. It does not work. It doesn't keep you from getting COVID. As a matter of fact, it harms you even more. And look at all these people dying, and these kids now have myocarditis, and I have EBV, and I've never had mono before. And it just, don't do it. It's not worth it at all, because I'm telling you, you'll find out later once you do take it.
You see, the media is now starting to talk about this a little bit. Mm-hmm. They're starting to relax. Tucker Carlson was just recently talking about the neurological impact from these shots. You said that you're experiencing that with short-term memory loss. People are acting different. People are making different decisions than they normally would. People are more edgy. They're more irritable. People are more angry. People are more mentally unstable than ever before. People are committing suicide like crazy because people aren't believing them that this thing has ruined their lives. It is a death shot, and it's basically what we're seeing is the intended consequences. The shot is doing its job. It's serving its purpose. It's a depopulation event that makes people otherwise reliant on their families to drain their bank accounts while these family members are forced to quit their jobs and take care of their incapacitated loved ones. And the rest of them, and the oldest and the most vulnerable, will die off. And then those that survive the shot, again, it's just a sick cycle because it passes on through genetics and heredity, and generation after generation will be negatively impacted by this shot. It's a catastrophe. It's an atrocity. And every single vaccine that's on U.S. soil should be immediately incinerated. And those responsible for manufacturing, creating, inventing, and pushing, and marketing, and mandating these shots should all be tried in a criminal court, I believe.
They've left us to fend for ourselves. We have no help. We have no support. I've drained my bank account. I have a GoFundMe, and people call me a grifter. Yeah. But if somebody had cancer or diabetes and they put it out there, it's okay for them. But why not us?
Insane. Well, you have the full support of this platform and the whole Stu crew. I'm sure we'll go to your GoFundMe that we'll link at Rumble as well as at StuPeters.com. And you always have the support of the platform to get your story out. Kat, we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Of course. All right. So if you were listening to yesterday's show, either on the radio, watching it on TV, or if you were watching the podcast, if you were on Rumble, wherever you were, you heard me give a personal thanks to Curable, KURIBL.com. This is the brand new CBD company that's advertising on the Stu Peters Show. The hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned and operated business. I owed them a personal thanks because of this Curable muscle cream right here. Neck injuries, when you tweak a muscle in your neck or in your trap, which is what I've done here while I was lifting, I tell you, it can be incapacitating for days. That takes a long time for you to recover from. You get that kink. You can't wake up without severe pain in the morning. But guess what? This took care of it. No joke. It did. I'm actually completely amazed. This is the 2,000 milligram muscle cream. Also, in my curable package, I got the hemp lip balm. All right, there's that for those of you watching on TV. There's a dry spray, because sometimes people don't want that cream because it gets onto your clothes or whatever. Here is the dry spray with menthol. This is for pain relief anywhere. So if you've maybe recently had a surgery, or you've got knee or muscle or joint or ligament issues, and then here's the pain relief in this form, as well as there's a dry roller, a cooling roll-on pain relief as well. This stuff really works, folks. I'm telling you, you can use Stu20 for 20% off site-wide all of their products. Muscle pain, joint pain, ligament pain, allergies, migraine headaches, ADHD, Parkinson's, like we just heard from Kat. I mean, I don't know. Try this CBD for everything. It really is an all-natural miracle. Go to Curable, KURIBL.com, KURIBL.com, and use promo code Stu20 for 20% off site-wide.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So for more than 19 months, Jake Lang has been stuck in a Pennsylvania prison for his alleged role in January 6th. He hasn't been convicted of a crime. He hasn't been put on trial for a crime. According to the federal government, he can't even be put on trial until next January, 2 whole years after some supposed crime. And according to the federal government, he can't be released on bail in the meantime either. This, by the way, is the same government that puts literal murderers and pedophiles and drug lords and psychopaths out on bail all the time. I know. I was a part of that system. Catch and release. Look, there's no mystery here. You know exactly what's going on, and so does the government. This isn't about public safety. Jake Lang is a danger to nobody. They're keeping him in prison to torture him, and as a warning to everybody else, don't make us mad, or we can torture you in jail for as long as we feel like. The attack on Jake Lang's constitutional rights is an attack on every one of us. The attempt to break him with torture and solitary confinement is an attempt to crush all of us. And that's why we have to stand with him all the way. The supporters of the January 6th political prisoners are keeping up the fight. They're holding a rally and press conference outside the DC Gulag on September 24th to show their support and show the prisoners that they're not alone. And that's why we will always do our best right here to share the story of the Jan 6 prisoners of war and make sure that we bring them on this show. We need them to know that they have supporters. And we need the nation to know that this fight is happening. And it's a fight that we need to win. Jake Lang is calling into our producer, and he's live here now, I believe. We'll try to bring him on. Jake, are you there? Can you hear me?
Stu, I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, brother. How you doing?
God bless you. So I'm looking at this flyer, j6solid.com. Everybody should go there for more info if you want to be there September 24th. Look, the whole nation should be there. And we have POWs in this country. I mean, in the United States of America, an occupied country, we have literal POWs on our own soil. These are real Americans, many of them veterans who have served this country honorably. And so we need everybody there outside the DC Gulag. For the exact location, go to j6solid.com. Jake, I'm looking at this flyer here. I got a note. I don't see any sitting members of our U.S. House or the United States Senate on here. Where are all of the supposed elected representatives of the people that claim to stand by you and the rest of the country?
No, that's a good point. We have a plague in this country of half-hearted patriots and grandstanders that are up on Capitol Hill. And we need real patriots and real people elected into office. We've got a bunch of politicians that come and slide by for a photo op and then they disappear. They're not really here to fight for the Jan Sixers, to fight against political persecution, to fight against tyranny. They come in and they take a picture and then they leave. So some congressmen and women that we're talking to that possibly are going to show up there, but actually some confirmed, if they aren't willing to show up on a flyer and be publicly in support of us, then I don't want them there. I don't want greasy politicians sliding in and, you know, showing up for the cameras and the spotlights and then disappearing. And, you know, we do another 20 months in political prisons and solitary confinement before they make an appearance again. I want real deal patriots, politicians or not, that are going to show up there. And such as yourself, Stu, always giving us a platform, such as the amazing, amazing speakers that have shown fidelity to the January 6th political prisoner plight here for the last 20 months I've been locked up. The flyer reads some amazing people. We got Dinesh D'Souza, Jim Hall from Gateway Pundit, Professor Dave Clement. We got Johnny Tobacco from Newsmax, Care Castronova. I mean, we have a great people that support us, but what we're lacking is true backbone, real Republicans, conservative politicians.
What has the media been saying about you recently?
Whew. I mean, the media, you know, I refuse to go on any, liberal wacko media. So the media has been talking about Jan Sixers in general. They're leaning on us. It just heard Joe Biden say literally yesterday that we killed five police officers on January 6th. An insurrection that killed five police officers. What is this, man? See now? We didn't kill a single police officer. We got murdered in mass. There was a Boston Massacre style event up on the Capitol January 6th where we were killed and maimed four unarmed American citizens at the hands of the tyrannical Capitol Police Department at the direct orders of Nancy Pelosi and the extremist Democrats to bludgeon us and quell our constitutional right to grievance, our redress of our grievances from a stolen election. I mean, they couldn't lie. I mean, they couldn't stop lying. These people, they're ridiculous. Joe Biden should be, you know, brought out and shamed publicly for his lies. And, you know, they were the ones that murdered people, not us.
Well, I agree with you. He should be held accountable for what his regime is doing, but I don't believe that Biden's in control. I do believe that he should be perp walked. I think the U.S. Marshals should walk into whatever Hollywood soundstage that he's on right now, pretending to be in the White House, and they should walk him out in handcuffs because he's a confirmed pedophile, according to a diary that this show covered just the other day from his own daughter that the media buried completely as well. If you haven't seen that, make sure you get to StuPeters.com and check out that full diary released by National File. I'm sorry, Jake, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. And I said, and the FBI helped the media cover that up by raiding James O'Keefe and trashing his Project Veritas's building there. I mean, the FBI, they couldn't be more crooked if they tried. I mean, they're just raiding people all across the country, 900 Jan Sixers, Donald Trump, news media organizations. They just arrested this morning Kelly Sorrell, a January 6th attorney for the Oath Keepers. I mean, there's not one institution that is sacred to these tyrants and these vicious people.
A New York police officer was fired from his job for providing security to Roger Stone, saying that Roger Stone was a convicted felon, albeit he had received a full pardon. So at the time that this police officer from New York was with Roger Stone, he wasn't, in fact, a convicted felon. We'll be talking to him upcoming here on the program and to his attorney, actually, about what's happening there. This is an occupied country. Are you surprised about the so-called conservative alternative media platforms that have largely ignored you? And what would you like to say to them? I mean, we're finding out about a lot of fakes. We're finding out that a lot of people who have claimed to be alternative media conservative powerhouses are actually indeed feckless and weak and part of the establishment Con Inc. media complex.
I would say I got a lot to say to them, Stu. You know, there are a lot of conservative news media outlets, quote-unquote alternative ones, that have given me a platform, and I show fidelity. I love them. But these more rhino ones, mainstream ones, like hosts like, we could start a list here. Charlie Kirk, shame him. He's got his name, Charlie Kirk 1776. My team recently reached out to him, trying to even run advertisements on his platform for J6Truth.org, my documentary that went super viral. He wouldn't even have our advertisements, let alone have me on for an interview. And he has 1776 in his Instagram name. He wouldn't know 1776 if it crept up on him and hit him like January 6th was an equal event to fighting tyranny. And you got people like Ben Shapiro who degrade January Sixers constantly. Got people like Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity. None of these people have any backbone for real patriotic action, because if they did, they would recognize the heroic actions of January Sixers standing up unarmed, peacefully in the face of tyranny when our country was about to lose it all, and standing there being killed and murdered and then ending up having to defend ourselves. If these people really understood where we were at in our country and selfless, constitutionally backed actions of the January Sixers, then they would show fidelity to us. They would be at the event speaking. They would be giving January Sixers platforms to come on to their show like you do. And so I have a lot to say to those particular people there. And there's more out there like them, that they're grandstanders and they're fake patriots or half-hearted. And, we need to rat them out just as badly as we need to rout out all these satanic Democrat extremists.
So unpopular when Stu Peters came out almost a year ago and said Dan Bongino was a fake Fed. That's what he is. He's a Fed. He will always just arbitrarily back the blue no matter what, sitting behind his country club lifestyle over at the Fox News desk or in his basement, wherever he's broadcasting from. It's a travesty, actually. But let's do this. Let's focus on something positive, okay? Because we have a war to fight here. You're a prisoner of war. September 24th, outside the D.C. gulag. Tell us what else people are going to find at j6solid.com and what's happening there. How important is it that the country gets behind you and shows up there en masse?
This is, you know, so all the directions and all the speakers and everything is on j6solid.com, exactly what you just said. Please go there, check it out. Now, I need to pose a question to the audience. What's stopping you from coming? You know, are you a real patriot? Are you really willing to stand with those who have lost everything? We've sacrificed everything for this country. I haven't seen the sunlight in 5 months, and I'm not complaining about it because there is casualties to war, and I'm a prisoner of war, and I'm a political prisoner in my own country. And I've organized this event with the help of my team, my amazing team, the people behind me, the people you see, the speakers on that flyer there. They're real deal patriots. These people are amazing. Sue's a real deal patriot. And so you need to stand behind these types of people. If you want leaders, you need to find people who are really willing to go the extra mile and stand out from the crowd and say, yeah, I'm going to come speak. I'm going to invite people. You know, these organizers and people we have around J6 Solidarity, this Truth Press Conference and rally that we're doing, they're real deal patriots. There's not a single one of us that is going to back down or surrender to the tyranny we're living in. And you need to go on the website, get your hotel book, get your plane, train, automobile, ready to rock and roll, and be there September 24th. It's outside the Federal District Courthouse where they're hanging and haranguing all the January 6th political prisoners. There's we got a stage set up, sound system, private security, porta potties. It's all going to be super legit, really, really peaceful and patriotic event. And we're expecting thousands upon thousands of people to show up because we have an all-star list of real patriot speakers. And we're going to be exposing the truth there, what happened on January 6th, different testimonies from lawyers, from Jan Sixers that have been there, from family members who have been FBI raided in the middle of the night for the last 2 years. This is going to be an event that the media can't ignore, and the truth is going to be spoken, and they're not going to be able to edit us out, or because it's going to be live, real, indirect, in person, standing united, solid. And I can't wait to see the turnout and see America come together again peacefully to stand with war heroes, really.
When you lay down at night and you're all by yourself in the dark alone, staring up at your ceiling fan, or you have your phone and you're watching the Stu Peters show, most of you should be doing that, I would beg you to ask yourself, do I really think that it's right that this is happening in my country? What do I really think that this country is worth? What am I willing to sacrifice for my country? Why should I be afraid to show that I stand with these people? And then I bet you'll find yourself there September 24th. Jake Lang, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. God bless you, sir.
Hey, God bless you. Everyone that's listening, you know, let the spirit of the Lord lead you to Washington, D.C. September 24th. Have no fear. That does not come from God.
No, it does not. Fear no man. Fear nothing other than God. Fear is not of God. Neither is confusion or deception. All right. So as they're trying to confuse and deceive, guess what? Don't let them dupe you. Don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. These brain supplements from Newtopia. We talked about a few of them yesterday. We were talking about the Zamner juice. This is the stuff that makes you feel positive all day long. The brain flow eliminates feelings of anxiousness. All right. We didn't talk about the mental reboot, though. This is designed to clear the fog from your brain. Experience less nervous or jittery, fearful feelings, more enthusiasm, positivity, joy, mental clarity, sharpness, and faster learning. Inside of my custom package, there are all kinds of stuff, including the Upbeat formula, all right? Upbeat lifts your mood and makes you feel upbeat. It balances out the edginess of other formulas. Experience a happier vibe, increased empathy, and more creativity, ambition, and focus. Your boss will be really happy, as well as your husband or wife. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These are 100% safe, 100% legal, non-addictive nootropics brain supplements. Go there, get the custom package for you after filling out the questionnaire. Stu Peters. Make sure that you mention that name when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. So on January 6th, NYPD officer, a 14-year veteran, Salvatore Greco, used his allowed amount of leave to travel to Washington, D.C. to support the president, to demand fair elections, to provide protection to Donald Trump ally Roger Stone. He committed no crimes. He never went inside the Capitol. But because of the political purge unfolding in this country, the NYPD instead went out of its way to destroy Salvatore's career and purge him from the force. An anonymous letter sent to the NYPD accused Salvatore of attending a riot at the Capitol, said that he wanted a civil war in America. Well, in response to this anonymous letter sent by some cowardly cuck, the NYPD took and investigated Salvatore's cell phone. They took his home phone. They dissected his social media and all of his other personal records. Well, of course, they found no evidence that he committed any crimes because he didn't. They found no evidence that he was part of any conspiracy to start a civil war or overthrow the government because he wasn't. But then they went and fired him anyways because whether he did anything wrong was never relevant to begin with. The real purpose of all of this was the same purpose as the vax mandate in the armed forces. They were seizing any excuse that they could to get Salvatore fired from his job. So what was their justification for all of this? Well, what they said was that he violated an NYPD rule against associating with convicted felons by spending time with Roger Stone. But just a minute here. When Salvatore Greco was with Roger Stone on January 6th, Roger Stone was not a convicted felon because President Trump had given Stone a full and complete pardon, as he should have. But the rules never apply to an occupying force. The rules don't apply in a country that's not serious. The rules don't apply in a country with a fake government, with fake representatives. Cowards and feckless homosexuals like Lindsey Graham, a country that's been overtaken by a corporate government crime syndicate. Well, now Salvatore is suing the hell out of NYPD for its naked assault on his freedom of speech and association. He's pissed off, as he should be, and he's taking the right action. Salvatore Greco joins us now. Salvatore, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much. Thanks for letting me have my spot here and speak my case, at least, to the people.
Yeah, I mean, of course. So this is a blatant overreaching of this corporate government crime syndicate. This is a purge by all intents and purposes. And this is like historical precedent for the NYPD. Is that right?
That is correct, Stuart. At least, I believe, 40, this has been going on for at least 40 or 50 years in NYPD, where they have a setup of the, they charge you whatever they want to charge you with. And you go to a department trial, which is held by a deputy commissioner of trials. And it's the department advocate's office is in charge of this. So it's this little setup that they had from, I believe it was in the late 60s, early 70s. And this has been an ongoing thing in the NYPD since then.
So the shirt that you're wearing says Roger Stone did nothing wrong. This platform, this program shares the same sentiment. He did nothing wrong. They're trying to jam him up. We see 81 currently imprisoned January 6th prisoners of war, people that were just there. They were present. They were ushered in by cops, given a guided tour, took selfies, or were praying on the steps of the Capitol. They would like to throw you and Roger in the gulag if they could also, wouldn't they? I mean, they would take it that far.
I'll be honest with you, Stu. I don't know if these people know about my case, but I was actually subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. See, with me, I mean, due to everything that happened, I've lost my job, my reputation, and all my savings. I've had to hire multiple lawyers during this time. My father had passed away. I can't even afford a funeral or proper burial because I have to fund myself somehow. And then the January 6th committee comes in, more legal fees, more lawfare. And that is why I ask for the people out there, if you've been following my case, you could go to helpthisnycop.com and you contribute anything you can because it would really help me, because it's not just about me here. I'm fighting also for all of you, because this is a corrupt establishment that has created these ways of doing their I don't know if there's laws or the way they're going about things. This is not how law enforcement does things. It should not be the way they do things.
Well, I spent about 15 years alongside some of the best cops all over the country in my pursuit of wanted violent offenders as a fugitive hunter, taking down rapists and, you know, gangbangers and things like that. The politicizing of law enforcement over the last 5 years makes the law enforcement community basically unrecognizable. And now you have cops afraid to do their job at all. You weren't even acting in an official capacity. You used your allowed amount of leave time. You were not acting as a cop for the NYPD. You broke no laws. You were part of no conspiracies. You weren't there to overthrow the government. You weren't inciting a civil war by any means. You were there alongside an ally and friend of Donald Trump's in Roger Stone and a person who, just like you, was fighting for fair elections in this country. What is the real purpose of this purge? What is the real underlying motive for the NYPD firing you?
It's definitely political in nature, and it's definitely, most definitely, because I supported President Trump. Because as we all know, Stuart, if let's say I was supporting Hillary Clinton, I don't think you know as much as everybody out there also know that would not be in this situation. It's President Donald Trump. And because Rogers happens to be so close to him, that name rings a bell all over New York City. That is also another reason, my friendship with Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Because I'm Roger, because I was never, they accused me, one of the charges is that conduct prejudicial to the police department, that I was uncompensated security, which is a whole made up term just for me. But they said it was uncompensated security on January 5th and 6th. Because I was with my friend Roger. Roger is my friend. I went there to be with him. He's like my family. I spent Easter, I spent Christmas with his family. There is no uncompensated security, okay? Just because a police officer off duty is walking with his friend does not make him uncompensated security. So I was charged with this. And I was also charged with calling Roger a convicted felon. The pardon, they actually stood in the trial. The DOJ, Biden's DOJ, actually wrote a whole letter saying that Mr. Stone was pardoned, but he's still a convicted felon. Actually, it was a memo. It's actually in this discovery, which is unbelievable that they even went that route, just to show you how important they thought the assault was, because it was involving Roger.
Okay, so but that's a blatant lie. How could they just say that they're just making up that he's a convicted felon? Roger Stone has never been convicted of a felony.
Well, they convicted him, if you remember, in the D.C. in the show trial.
A full and complete pardon means exactly that, a full and complete pardon. It means that the conviction never happened, that the crime never occurred, and they are pardoned fully and completely.
That's what I believe in. That's what you believe in. But the DOJ, Biden's DOJ, has another way of looking at it, and it's going to be the other way. So this is exactly what you're looking at. It's almost a case of double standards. Sal Greco, you say, is consorting with felons. You're saying that Sal Greco is friends with Roger Stone. Eric Adams, who is the New York City mayor right now and did 22 years in the police department, when he was in the department, they had actually charged him. They were investigating him for being security and consorting with known felon Mike Tyson and Louis Farrakhan. They never took any days away for him for that fact. They later on, when he was about to retire, said that he was conduct prejudicial to the police department, which they also hit Sal Greco with, saying that I was uncompensated security. Eric Adams only lost 15 days. Sal Greco was terminated. So you see here, Stu, it's a case of this person is treated one way, this person is treated another. I mean, even Eric Adams, he also was politically persecuted at the time, given that. That's why he would make an excellent witness to my lawsuit, which I had to file, because I'm sure other officers have been through this, but this case in itself, I was asked at my trial about President Trump. I don't think another New York City police officer was ever in a trial room or an investigation, and they were asked multiple times about the President of the United States.
Yeah, this is obvious. It's obvious what this is. And, you know, you say that you believe in this and I believe in this. But no, it's not about a belief system. It's about what facts are. And it's about the Bill of Rights, the Civil Rights Act. It's about the American United States Constitution. And we're speaking fact-based here. So this isn't subjection. This is very objective. And what's happening here is the reason that they've targeted you is because of your association to Roger Stone, who's a high-profile individual. And the reason why they picked a high-profile individual to attack is because they know that what they can do is use you to send a message to the rest of the law enforcement community across the entire United States of America. Do not be in compliance. Do not be associated with the MAGA crowd. Do not be associated with patriots who love freedom. You will bow down and be subservient yes men, and you will inflict the pain across the board for anybody who believes in the First Amendment right. That's what this is all about. What is the website again where people can support you? Because this platform is going to give you our full support.
You guys do. So the website would be helpthisnycop.com, helpthisnycop.com. But you could also follow me. I'm on Instagram at the Sal Greco. On Truth, I am at Head of the Table. And at Getter, I am at the Sal Greco.
There it is. I hope everybody will go there and feel compelled to contribute to your legal fees, because God knows you're going to need them. You're battling a corporate government crime syndicate. Salvatore Greco, thank you so much for being here, sir.
Thank you, Stuart. And God bless everybody out there that's supporting me, and it definitely supported Roger and his family. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to my family and also to Roger. Thank you very much. And God bless the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
And God bless you and all of the persecuted patriots out there. And God bless Goldco, who's helping thousands of Americans to protect their retirement savings from theft and tax hikes and hyperinflation. Call Goldco right now, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. The tax hikes, it's criminal. The hyperinflation, it's intentional. The hundreds of billions of dollars being sent overseas to crap whole countries, it's intentional. The reset of the financial system draining you to zero, it's coming. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
Tired of spending money on satanic battery acid? You chug that liquid fat for energy, but are playing Russian roulette with your heart. Save money and your life. Switch to Patriot's Breakfast Club Coffee, a monthly subscription to America's best coffee. Freshly ground, roasted to perfection. Each cup helps a veteran in need. Stew Crew, join now. Use discount code STEW10 to get 10% off. A subscription you won't regret. PatriotsBreakfastClub.com.
Welcome back. So you remember all of the suspicious wave of disasters hitting food processing facilities last spring, right? Well, if not, we'll refresh you. Over the course of just a few weeks, all of the following happened. A massive fire hit the facility where they make Hot Pockets in Arkansas. Another fire destroyed a major onion storage warehouse in Texas. In California, a 250,000 square foot facility for Taylor Farms burned down in a 4-alarm fire. The headquarters of Azure Standard, a top organic food distributor, burned down in a total loss that shut down all of their production of oil and vinegar and honey. Oh, and for good measure, a few planes just crashed into plants in Idaho and Georgia. No big deal. Just look the other way. All of this happened just as the war in Ukraine was starting, throwing global food supplies into chaos. But then people stopped talking about all of it. That's just because the press and the public have sort of an ADD, I guess. It doesn't mean the problem went away, of course. And in fact, America's food facilities are still suffering bizarre accidents. Last Sunday, a massive fire torched a chicken plant in Montebello, California, just outside of Los Angeles. Deanna Lorraine is the host of Shots Fired on the Stu Peters Network, and she's here to talk about this now, as well, along with the British government now has a new recommendation that pregnant women should not get the COVID shot after nearly 2 years of trying to force it onto them. Deanna?
Thanks, Stu. Well, no, this is actually a lot more than just a couple dozen unexplained fires. If you actually do some digging, there's almost 100 of unexplained fires, plane crashes, destruction of cows and chickens and turkeys all across the U.S. and many different types of farms and food processing plants. Now, the latest one is a chicken food processing plant. And of course, it's in L.A. It's in L.A. County. Who is L.A. County run by? George Gascon, district attorney. And of course, Mayor Eric Garcetti, the most corrupt individuals. And look, it's not a coincidence. Anyone can put this together. They keep saying that there's an unexplained fire here and there, but we know that they have the technology to create a fire at the click of a button. This is all just cyber warfare, and you can easily have it done. We know they have the technology to do it. The question is, why are they doing it? At this point, we know it's not a coincidence. We know they are doing it. And by the way, it doesn't really make major headlines. It, you know, we can come across it in Telegram or some smaller news organizations, and then it, like you said, it quickly gets pushed under the rug. This is big news. They are burning down food processing plants. Why? Because they're trying to starve us out. They're trying to starve us out. They're trying to make us destitute, homeless, broke. We can't afford formula or find baby formula. We can't pay for our gas. And now they're trying to starve us out so that they could be in control of every single aspect of society. They want to control the food. Bill Gates wants to control the food. He wants to control the chicken and the cows and the fake meat. They want to have us eating bugs. Remember the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset slogan, you will own nothing and you will be happy. It's really, you will own nothing, you will eat nothing except for bugs, and they will be happy because they are not happy when they're not in control. They want to make sure that you are the ones walking or riding your bicycle or telling you where to eat, what to eat, who to socialize with and when, where to for God's sakes. And if you're not the ones doing that and they're not the ones in control, then they're the ones not happy. Let's be real here. And by the way, this is just on the heels of this happening as well. You know, in California, they're saying that, you know, hey, you have an electric vehicle because we told you to get an electric vehicle. Don't charge that electric vehicle because it's going to, you know, cause some electricity overages and the electric grid to collapse. So now they're saying, and of course they want, they're putting a cancellation on gas vehicles by 2035 too. Get your electric vehicle and now can't charge it. So they want you in your own little pod, walking by foot, if anything, and not being able to eat anything unless they control it, Stu. It's all about their control, and this is all part of the Great Reset. You have to see that this all ties together to the Great Reset. This is what this is.
People said it was fear-mongering when we reported on the cricket manufacturing food plant. Like, literally, there is a cricket for food plant in Canada, the largest in the world. This is for real. They want you eating bugs. They're feeding them to kids without parental consent or knowledge in Australia. This is another story that we reported on here. These bugs could be toxic. I mean, they're feeding them God knows what down under. Who knows if you believe in the down under theory. And then, so you mentioned the pods. Yeah, and then not being able to go anywhere because they're going to shut down the electric vehicle that you overpaid for that was imported, by the way, from a different economy that we're enriching, probably an adversarial country like, oh, I don't know, China.
Right. So here's the thing. They need to make sure that everything is within their control, right? And like you said, there's a video going around, a viral video of an instruction guide coming to a children's school and teaching them how to eat bugs. And bugs are nutritious and bugs are your friends and everything without parental consent, of course, because they want people to now start eating bugs as a form of nutrition. And again, it's the deep state. It's everybody controlling this. They're the ones that are going to be happy when we're doing this, not us.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned baby formula, not being able to get a hold of it, but don't worry. It's fine actually, because Bill Gates has the solution. He's heavily invested in the synthetic fake baby formula, which is fine. You can sit at the dinner table in your pod immobile because your electric car is not charged. And you can sit there with your baby while you eat crickets and feed your baby whatever this chimerically man-made, engineered, GMO-riddled nonsense poison is. And by the way, you will not be able to open the smart fridge to get your crickets out unless you've been boosted last week. So remember right. that. You have to scan your QR code.
With your fake baby and with your VR glasses, remember, because you're going to be doing everything in the metaverse, because you're not going to be allowed to interact with other friends and humans and do other things like go to a real beach or travel. You're going to be stuck in the metaverse. That's the real end goal. They want you in that pod, glued with your glasses on your head to the metaverse, eating bugs.
Yeah, never me. Never me.
All the way to the bank.
I will die in a pile of spent shell casings before any of that happens to me or my family. That is a promise. I have plenty of guns, plenty of ammunition, bug out locations, and you're going to have to come and get me and remove them from my corpse. There's no question about that. I'm not going anywhere, period. Also, the British government, after nearly 2 years of trying to force this death serum, bioweapon, clot shot, euthanasia jab onto pregnant women, saying, nope, it's fine. Meanwhile, Deanna Lorraine on Shots Fired, Stu Peters here on the Stu Peters Show, virtually every program on this network was begging, bullhorns from the tallest rooftops, screaming out to pregnant women, please do not take this shot. And now finally, the British government is recommending, hey, pregnant women, don't take this.
Well, here's what happened. This is even more insidious, actually. One Twitter user named Tracy, who has now been suspended, she saw that in the documents, it actually says, in the context of supply, I'm going to read this to you verbatim. In the context of supply under Regulation 174, it is considered that sufficient reassurance of safe use of the vaccine in pregnant women cannot be provided at the present time. And another very important piece of this says, and women who are breastfeeding should also not be vaccinated. You can't get more clear than this. Women who are breastfeeding should also not be vaccinated. Now, this was apparently updated, according to the Wayback Machine, in March 2021. And people have just since located this now. But interestingly enough, if they did know this about this in March of 2021, and they say it hasn't been updated since then they absolutely knew this. And it's even worse, because then they're complicit, pushing and gaslighting women into getting the vaccine when they're pregnant or breastfeeding, saying it's perfectly safe and healthy, when they actually have wrote it right here. Was this a misprint? Was this a misspelling? Did they stutter? No, they didn't. It's written here in black and white. And it's funny, now you'll see all of a sudden this woman's Twitter account is suspended. Why? Why is it suspended if she's telling the truth? Why are they now saying, you know, Snopes is saying that this is taken out of context. This is a myth. The fact checkers are coming after this. There's no out of context here. This is what it says. Women who are breastfeeding should also not be vaccinated, and they cannot verify safe use of the vaccine for pregnant women. It is right here in black and white, Stu. They knew this. They were complicit. And at this point, with everything we know, and again, women shouldn't even be eating lunch meat when they're pregnant, they absolutely should not be taking this suicidal shot.
Yeah, I mean, think of all of the things that we have perceived and been indoctrinated to believe are healthy, like, oh, have a lunch meat sandwich. I mean, that seems like a pretty reasonable lunch, but we, you know, I have three
pregnant,
kids.
You're supposed to not be able to eat that, right?
Yeah, I have three kids, and I remember specifically during all three pregnancies hearing the instruction, don't eat lunch meat. I always thought that was a little bit weird, but whatever. I mean, You do what the guy in the white lab coat says to do, right? But here's my question, Deanna. Why now? Why is the British government now acknowledging this if, you know, the other people, big tech and you know, governments across the planet are trying to censor this information, and they're taking it down, and Twitter is banning this woman, and Snopes is fact-checking it. Why now is the British government saying, you know, I mean, do they anticipate some sort of accountability or some sort of fallout? I've got about a minute left.
Yeah, I think they do. I think it's obvious with all of the rise of babies coming out with SIDS, babies coming out with in the NICU, the rise of sudden infant death, you know, I mean,
and adult,
so many,
by the way.
Yeah, an adult death syndrome, a delayed infant death syndrome, and babies who are dying shortly after birth or in utero. There's just too big of a fallout here. And they're finally starting to backpedal a little bit and maybe say, hey, did you not read the fine print? It's in there. It's in there somewhere. You got to look for it. But they're kind of protecting their asses maybe a little bit at this point. Can't expect a full turnaround, but maybe it's at least some sort of admission here.
Your show's doing awesome, by the way. We are so happy with Shots Fired. If you have not seen
Thank
it,
you.
Get to StuPeters.com. Check out Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine.
Very really good episode tonight.
Okay, really good in-depth interviews. I mean, honestly, the lines of questioning. I don't know, maybe you're learning. Maybe you're learning from the best over here. I don't know. No, just
yes,
kidding.
I'm learning pride, from your tutelage.
So. Pride comes before the fall. There's no pride over here. I got to tell you, I'm very humbled by the platform that God has given us and allowed us to be a shining light of truth around the world. And you're just a big part of that. And we appreciate it. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much. We're looking forward
thank
to the show tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you, Stu.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
You know, as people are waking up all over the place, of course, people's lives are filled with more anxiety, more stress. A lot of people suffer from depression and low mood. And as a result of all of those things, people are experiencing sleepless nights. It's detrimental to your health. It's going to lead to an early grave. No doubt, all of those things are factors that lead to an early death period. It's super critical that you have the appropriate types and the right amounts of magnesium in your body to combat all of those things. Did you know that 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency? Magnesium is greatly responsible for your body's overall function. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. There you will find Magnesium Breakthrough, a one-tablet formula that has all of the 7 most critical types and all of the appropriate amounts of magnesium for your body. Combat stress, anxiety, low mood, depression, and sleepless nights. Do it with Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Executive decision effective immediately. Across the board at the Stu Peters Network, I'm giving all of our Christian and patriotic employees tomorrow and Monday off. Spend that time with your family, and we hope that all of you out there in the Stu crew do the same. Until Tuesday, at this time, remember, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Book your personal appointment with Carlos Cortez. CortezWM.com. Do business with a like-minded, Jesus-loving, God-fearing patriot. Trust him with your finances, for sure. Visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com for valuable information. Remember, fly low and avoid the radar. One day, they're going to come for your freedom and the radio. Don't let them come for the car. When they do,